This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue with a study in which we've been engaged for some time on the church and modernism. Modernism is a very great problem in the world today, and the Lord's people must face up to it. Basically, modernism entails a rejection of God, of Jesus Christ, and especially of the Bible as the inspired Word of God. We've been talking about various phases of it, various types of it. We've talked about moderate liberalism and radical liberalism. And now today, continuing just what we had barely begun last time, we talk about the ecumenical movement. A very significant movement in Protestantism today is that of the ecumenical movement. Now, this is a movement of conciliation and amalgamation. It's a movement to lead the various communions involved in Protestantism and Catholicism to sort of agree to disagree. That is, it is an effort to persuade the various groups to come to the conclusion that the differences which obtain among them are not of such importance as to prevent their all joining together to present something of a so-called united front of so-called Christianity to the world. This movement stresses unity, that is, by agreeing to disagree, and universality. At the very heart of the movement is the failure to recognize the Bible as the Word of God to which men must submit and comply if they are to be pleasing to God. It is simply another phase of modernism at work. Then, in regard to the church itself, there is some very crucial teaching regarding modernism. The Bible recognizes with approval but one God, one Lord, one Spirit, one hope, one faith, one baptism, and one body. It then identifies that body as being the church. Now, in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, we find these 7 items listed, and in each case, the Bible says there is one. Now, I, as a preacher, have absolutely no authority to tell you that even though the Bible says there's one God, that as a matter of fact, there are many gods, and one is as good as another. I have the right only to explain and to preach that there is one true God. I do not, as a preacher, have the right to tell you that there are many gods, or many lords, or many saviors, and that one savior is just as good as another. I have the right, I have the authority by Jesus Christ to tell you that he himself, that is, the Lord Jesus Christ, and only he, is the savior of mankind. I do not have the right to tell you that many holy spirits, and that one is as good as another. The Bible itself declares explicitly there is one spirit. Just as surely it declares there is one hope. That one hope is of eternal life. We live in this life in hope of eternal life. And Paul made clear in Romans chapter 8, verse 24, that we do not have that for which we hope. In the judgment, those who have been faithful members of the Lord's church will hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joys of thy Lord," and they then will be ushered into eternal life. So there is one hope. Also, there is one faith. It is a common practice today to hear men say, "There are many faiths, and one is as good as another." But there is absolutely not one shred of evidence in the Bible for such a position. The Bible as plainly declares there is one faith as it does to say that there is one God, or one Lord Jesus Christ, or one Holy Spirit. Now, one faith means the one system of doctrine which is the New Testament, the one gospel. Sometimes it's referred to simply as the Word, sometimes as the will of God, sometimes as the gospel, sometimes as the faith. And so when it says there is one faith, it means there is one definite body of doctrine which men must learn, to which they must subscribe, in order really to be faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, friends, I want you to stop and think about the insidious influence of modernism, which would lead us to regard the Bible as merely a human document that we can change to suit our own individual fancies. The Lord Jesus Christ gave none of us that authority. He has rather reserved all authority unto himself, and I plead with you to recognize that by recognizing the Bible to teach just exactly what God wishes to be taught.